One night stand, one more time. A 17 fan fiction, written by The Solemn Eyed, read by God of Laundry Baskets. It is rated Gen, with pairing Hoshi Woozy. Good morning, sleepyhead. Jihoon groans, pressing further into his pillow. I made pancakes. He freezes, then sits bolt upright. Who the fuck are you? His voice is croaky from sleep. And why are you in my house? The man's face falls, the spatula in his hand drooping as he lowers his hand. I'm Soon-young, he says, as if that explains anything. You brought me home last night? Fuck. And there it is. Jihoon falls back against the pillows as the memories hit him, seemingly all at once. Soon-young smiling at him under heavy club lights. Soon-young pressed up against him in the cramped elevator of his building. Soon-young on his knees, staring up at Jihoon with something like adoration in his eyes. Oh, fuck, Jihoon sighs. Yeah, I'm sorry. Soon-young brightens, forgiveness blooming easily in his face. No worries, I'm terrible with names as well. He laughs. So, do you want a pancake? I can bring it through to you. He waggles his eyebrows, as if there is something suggestive about the idea of a pancake in bed. Jihoon sighs. Thanks. But I'm okay, actually. His brain rattles in the early morning, trying to think of an excuse. I have some errands to run soon, I'm afraid. But I don't want you to feel like I'm kicking you out, but... But that's exactly what I am doing, he thinks. Ah, Soon-young nods. There might be an issue with your errands, my friend. Jihoon frowns as Soon-young crosses to the window, throwing the curtains open with a clatter of picture frames, which had been neatly lined up on Jihoon's windowsill. Freak snowstorm, he grins, almost embarrassed. No one's going nowhere. Well, Simon, thank you for asking. It's been caused by a massive drop in pressure over at the coast, bringing heavy storm clouds our way much sooner than expected. We imagine it'll only last a few days, though, but folks, remember that official advice is to stay home for the time being. The TV drones meaninglessly in Jihoon's direction, his eyes glazed over as he slouches on his small sofa. The smell of burnt pancakes washes over him as he hears Soon-young spray yet more syrup on his plate. Jihoon's teeth hurt just at the sound. I'm gonna go hop in the shower, he announces to nobody in particular. Soon-young makes a grunt to let him know he's heard, batter spilling from his mouth as he grins. He waggles his eyebrows once, tilting his head in a silent question. Jihoon shakes his head. On my own, he clarifies. He tries not to roll his eyes at the disappointment in Soon-young's eyes.
Did you even listen to what I just said?
Jihoon is whispering as loud as he dares, praying he isn't heard over the sound of the shower running.
He's stuck here. I can't just throw him out on the streets and let him freeze to death.
I guess not. Wonwoo doesn't sound convinced. But I don't understand why it's so awful having him there. It's not going to be for long. Just deal with it. Jihoon sighs.
But he's in my space. He's eating my food. He's watching my TV. This is my sanctuary where I can get away from you lot at the office. And now there's a man in it.
And whose fault is that? Wanwu asks.
The man is only there because you asked him to be last night. You forget, I saw you leave. You were all over him.
Ji-hoon can see where this is going.
Just waste the time away until you can kick him out, and then you never have to see him again.
I'm not going to do that, Wanwu. That is unethical.
Ji-hoon regrets using his limited phone time to ring his least sympathetic friend. He should have gone for Jun-hui instead, although he doubts the advice would have been terribly different.
How is it unethical? You're both consenting adults with nothing else to do.
Wu swears under his breath, and Ji-hoon realizes this phone call has been interrupted, but not paused, on Wu's new campaign.
Or just have a big boy conversation with him and avoid him for the next 3 days.
Avoid him? In his one-bedroom, open-plan, very cheap, and therefore very small apartment? Ji-hoon scoffs.
Fine, he sighs. We'll just have to make it work.
You're welcome,
Wanwu says blankly. Ji-hoon frowns.
I hope you lose your game,
he mutters darkly. Wanwu's laughter echoes tinnily as he hangs up. Hey, that's a long old shower you're having. Are you okay? Ji-hoon tips his head back against the sink. This is going to be a long few days. He emerges having dunked his head in the stream of water for long enough to look like he'd actually showered, and finds Soon-young stretched out on his little sofa, a box of expensive chocolates balanced precariously on his chest. Hey, I found these under the sink. They're kind of past their expiration date, but they taste okay. Do you want some? Ji-hoon counts to 5. Slowly in his head.
Those were from my grandmother,
he says quietly.
She gave them to me when I got my internship. I was going to enjoy them when I got my first proper job.
Soon-young blinks. Oh, my bad. He holds the half-empty box out to Ji-hoon. You want one now? They're a little melted, but they're still good.
No.
Ji-hoon's voice is clipped, his stomach tight with anger.
No, thank you.
Soon-young nods, his eyes still innocently round. He sits up, wrappers falling onto the floor by his feet like snow. Should we play a game or something then? We're gonna be trapped in here for the next few days. May as well have fun. Ji-hoon pauses. Remember Wanwu's words about trying to coexist, and lets out a sigh. What sort of game were you thinking? He settles down on the floor, on the other side of the low coffee table. Dunno, Soon-young shrugs. Strip poker? Ji-hoon narrows his eyes.
Do you even know how to play regular poker?
No. A grin slides onto Soon-young's face. But I like the idea of the strip part. He waggles his eyebrows suggestively, making Ji-hoon roll his eyes. Not gonna happen, buddy. Soon-young's face falls a fraction, a pout forming on his lips. The best I can offer you is probably snap. Soon-young brightens again, mood turning on a dime. Oh, cool. I'm great at snap. Soon-young is almost embarrassingly terrible at snap. Even with Ji-hoon leaving long pauses, staring pointedly at his forehead, he misses most of the matches, swearing profusely when Ji-hoon reaps victory after victory. Ji-hoon would think he's doing it on purpose, but Soo-young becomes increasingly sweatier and more red in the face as the minutes tick by, a vein starting to pop out in his neck. He hates to think of Soon-young's enthusiasm, even in the face of such persistent and repetitive failure, as anything like endearing. But it's not as frustrating as he might have thought he'd find it. "Why don't we watch a film instead?" Ji-hoon suggests eventually, keeping his voice soft, understanding. Soon-young looks up, eyes still a little wild. He calms the longer he looks away from the cards. "What sort of film?" Ji-hoon shrugs. "Whatever." He chucks Soon-young the remote. "Have a flick through Netflix. I'll grab some popcorn." "Sick!" Soon-young brightens at the promise of food, his mouth stretching into a wide smile. Ji-hoon refuses to acknowledge happiness that smile brings him. In the end, Soon-young chooses an easy-watch thriller, something badly thought through and mildly gory, and cringes into Ji-hoon's side the entire time. At one point, he scares himself so badly that popcorn flies out of his bowl and into Ji-hoon's lap. Soon-young blushes as he picks a piece of popcorn off Ji-hoon's crotch, but Ji-hoon doesn't miss how it ends up back in the bowl rather than in the bin. "Oh no, don't go in there!" Soon-young shields his eyes, pushing his face into the space between Ji-hoon's shoulder and the back of the sofa. Ji-hoon sniggers as the couple on the screen are butchered in an overly dramatic manner, their screens making Soon-young shudder. "Why did you even choose this film?" he asks, no heat behind his words. "It looked fun!" Soon-young whines, the sound muffled by Ji-hoon's jumper. "I didn't know there'd be this much guts and death and decapitation!" "Dude," Ji-hoon snorts. "It's literally called Murder Most Foul. I don't know what you expected." Soon-young whimpers at the sound of more violence from the screen. "I thought it was an intellectual reference. I thought you'd think I'm smart if we watched this." Ji-hoon wriggles away a few inches, pointless as Soon-young follows like a heat-seeking missile, and frowns. "I said I don't care what we watch." He pauses the film. "We can put something else on." "No, because now you're going to judge me for being a scaredy cat," Soon-young tells the gap behind Ji-hoon's armpit. "And I'm really very brave." "Sure," Ji-hoon sighs. "But I'd rather we watch something else." Soon-young's face appears, blinking mournfully up at him from the darkness. "Would that be okay?" Soon-young nods. "Yeah." He sits up, straightens his hoodie. "Yeah, of course, anything you need, man." His voice wobbles and he clears his throat. "Can't have you getting scared." "No," Ji-hoon agrees. "We can't have that." They settle instead on a Disney movie that Soon-young spends most of the time slightly misquoting, making Ji-hoon laugh as he stumbles over the words. Despite his battered judgment, Ji-hoon lets himself relax against Soon-young, sharing a second bowl of popcorn between them. His hand lingers in the bowl, warmth spreading in his chest as their fingers graze against each other. The combination of the heater on too high, Soon-young had insisted they didn't want their pipes to freeze, and Ji-hoon had agreed. With the gently soothing music from the TV and the pressure of Soon-young's body on Ji-hoon's legs makes him feel peacefully sleepy, and he shuffles down a little. "I'm just gonna rest my eyes," he mumbles, brain already slipping into the pleasant space between drowsy and asleep. He hears the smile in Soon-young's voice. "Okay, sleep well." Ji-hoon grumbles a response, mind already foggy. Soon-young huffs a short laugh in response. The end. Thank you for listening.